You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray here on Relevant Radio. I'm Tim Ray, and it's great to be with you. If you have a question during the show, you can always reach out 1-888-914-9149, or you can ask your question live on Instagram. Follow me at Tim Ray. That's TimmeriE. Okay, fantastic news. You may recall with so many of the things surrounding pro-life laws and the Supreme Court case, some people have forgotten to talk about Texas and what's been happening in Texas. Well, Texas, as we recall, on September 1st, went into effect their law, their heartbeat law, which we've seen other heartbeat laws passed in various states here in the nation, anything from Iowa to Ohio, you name it. But this one's been a little different because normally it's the state that enforces a law. And what happens when Planned Parenthood and the greater abortion industry then goes to court and basically makes it so that although the law's on the books, the court has decided that it's not going to be basically enforced, because normally it would be the state, the government that enforces it. But this law in Texas is different because it's you and I who enforce it. We can sue someone who tries to aid and abet an abortion or perform an abortion, not the mom herself who's seeking the abortion, because we recognize many women are under duress. So it's basically suing those people who would be providing or aiding and supporting an abortion. Well, what's happened since then? Since the law went into effect in Texas, this is really, really good news. Here's the reality. Where abortion restrictions stand, lives are saved. There's a lot of conversation about incrementalism and whether or not you vote for, let's say, a piece of legislation or support a legislation that doesn't 100% outlaw abortion. Well, incrementalism is important. We have to do the most good we can in these instances. In this case, the law that bans an abortion after a baby's heartbeat is detected is an example of that. In Texas, a baby, we can detect that heartbeat right around 6 weeks, even though the baby's heart starts beating by 16 weeks in the latest studies from Oxford. Now, here's what's happened in Texas since this abortion restriction after a baby's heartbeat is detected. The University of Texas at Austin has reported a massive drop in abortions in Texas. In fact, if you were to compare the numbers between 2020 and 2021, abortions have halved in the state of Texas. This is an incredible, incredible success. Now, some people may argue, well, people can travel to a different state to obtain an abortion, or they could have an abortion earlier, and this is pushing some women to have that abortion earlier to make their decision sooner. Sure, that can be the case, but here's the good news. The reality is that while yes, it is reducing numbers in a massive way, what happens is when access to abortion decreases, more women choose to have their babies. Yes, it can travel across state lines or have an abortion sooner, but the reality is adjust the numbers for 1 month, the month of September alone, if you were to average the numbers out and compare it to the year before, with half of the abortions being performed, that's 2,149 babies' lives who were saved. That's a huge success. 2,149 babies' lives saved. Do we hear that? Do we recognize that number? Because that is a huge success. Even if this law only saved one baby's life, it would be worth it. This is making history. It's the first time that any state has actually enforced a heartbeat law because of how the law is written. It's individuals who would be responsible for enforcing it, not the government in this case. That's why we're in all new waters with regard to this abortion law. And even the Supreme Court itself has, on two instances, insisted that this law continue to stand in place when Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry has appealed, even the President Biden administration has appealed for the Supreme Court to put a hold on the law. They haven't. Here's one thing that an abortionist Allison Gilbert from Southwestern Women's Surgery Center in Dallas reported, surgery center, she said there's been a 75% drop in abortions at her clinic, and she expects that to go all the way up to a 90% drop. We are seeing countless lives being saved. We may not ever know their name or the name of their mothers or fathers. We may never know their story. We may not even ever be able to look at their face and say, wow, that life has been able to continue to be lived out. It hasn't been snuffed out. It hasn't been ended. A woman doesn't carry the heartbreak of an abortion because of this law and it being upheld. We may never see those faces or hear their stories, but it's still a win. It's still a success. We may only hear numbers and that's all, but we have to know that that means more families who are intact, more women who aren't mourning lost motherhood, more women who aren't forced into decision that they will ultimately lead to ending their child's life. Here's the truth, and this is something that we need to tell more people. A poll from the University of Houston and Texas Southern University shows that when polling Texans, 55% of Texans support this law banning abortion after a baby's heartbeat is detected. Two things stand out to me about it. This. One, that's not what you hear from mainstream media. You would believe that the vast majority of people are pro-abortion. That's not the case nationwide. And this poll in Texas shows us just a glimpse of the truth here. But I also think it's interesting that not only do 55% of people support this Texas abortion law, which, by the way, 5-6 weeks into pregnancy, still in the first trimester. A lot of people try to claim, well, I don't want abortion the second or third trimester. But I think what's significant about this law and what people are understanding, whoa, they're realizing the baby's heartbeat is detected around 6 weeks. That baby's heart's been beating a long time, but we can see, we can hear, we know it's there. I remember when I was pregnant with my baby girl, and I had to have a lot of ultrasounds in the beginning because they originally thought I had an ectopic tubal pregnancy, and then I had a blood clot next to the baby that at one point they told me they thought was a twin, and I had low progesterone numbers. And so long story short, I had to go in for a lot of early ultrasounds. And very early on, you can't see a whole lot. You see, you know, the yolk sac, you see where the baby is at. But then as the ultrasounds go on, eventually right around that 6 week mark, you can see the movement where the baby's heart is beating. Or maybe you can't see because the baby's tucked so far back at a certain place in the uterus and is so tiny you can't actually see the baby yet because it's tucked back. And ultrasound is maybe having a hard time seeing the image. I think that the heartbeat law in Texas was a testament to the reality, the presence of a child in the womb. And this continues to support the fact that when we connect the person, the individual of the baby, with the reality of abortion, more people than we realize are pro-life. And that is fantastic news. These are lives saved. Again, over 2,000 lives saved just for 1 month in Texas. This is excellent news. You're listening to Trending with Tim right here on Relevant Radio. I want to share with you, though, some challenges ahead. The CDC, just over the last few weeks, has reported on some of the recent abortion trends surrounding chemical abortions. We know from some statistics that we have that the majority of abortions being performed today are actually chemical abortions. You might also almost call them a do-it-yourself or at-home abortion, which, by the way, has been on the rise since COVID, and especially over the last year since the current administration, the Biden administration, has deregulated some of the important health-saving measures and restrictions on the RU486 chemical abortion pill mifepristone. What's happened is they've totally deregulated it. We've talked about that here on the show before. I'm not going to get into that, but the bottom line is over the last 2 years, 2020, 2021, we've seen an increase in chemical abortions because the abortion clinics are referring these out more to have less inpatient operations, and the current administration is pushing for this. Very harmful, very dangerous for women. But here's what's significant. The CDC, and I'm going to get in just a moment to information that you and I need to have so that we can help reach these women before they're at risk of the abortion pill. But here's what happened. The CDC has reported that numbers for 2019, again, pre-COVID, the numbers here in the United States for 2019, they saw a 12% increase in chemical abortions, RU486 abortions. That's a significant jump, not even taking into consideration that 2020 and 2021, we saw a huge push for chemical abortions during COVID, do it at home, as well as a deregulation of the chemical abortion pill. This is very, very disheartening because it shows yet again a trend that we've been seeing in the crisis pregnancy center for years. I worked in the crisis pregnancy centers for 5 years, and I also have been on the sidewalks counseling women for many years in front of the abortion clinic. And it's become increasingly more difficult to reach pregnant women who are abortion vulnerable, because so often they're doing two things. One, women who are afraid of pregnancy and engaging in a sexually active life, even if on contraception, are taking Plan B multiple times after having their babies. Plan B, which causes an abortion, a very early abortion. But two, a lot of women are being targeted for chemical abortions. And with this deregulation, there's an increase in chemical abortions today. Practically this over-the-counter approach. And so what the challenge is for us is that not all the crisis pregnancy centers, not all the sidewalk counselors, not everyone can reach the girls who are having abortions today. And early abortions, too, which, remember, still kills a baby and still steals the motherhood of a woman and causes many psychological, emotional, and physical side effects. So we need to reach them. We need to have the information ready and available, but also be actively talking about early abortions, chemical abortions, and the side effects of the abortion pill so that people know the truth. You see, the physical side effects are very intense. Everything from incompleted abortions from the chemical abortion to failed abortion procedures and then having to go in for a surgical abortion later, which can also lead to infections, fevers, digestive issues, heavy prolonged bleeding, significant bleeding. I've worked with clients and women who have chosen abortion, unfortunately, and I've sat there talking with them and counseling them through the aftermath where they've been passing blood clots the size of baseballs. They've sat in tubs of blood. They've suffered. They've been in pain. And many of whom need medical attention, but because it was a do-it-at-home abortion, a chemical abortion, they suffered alone because they felt like they deserved it because they knew what an abortion was. Even if they don't know in description and detail or see it happen, deep down inside, all women know the truth that abortion ends the life of their child. For whatever reason, they've justified it. And you see, we need to talk about these side effects. Maybe even play that brief clip from the movie Unplanned, telling the story of former abortion clinic worker Abby Johnson, who also had a chemical abortion. It's terrible. It hurts women, and women know this, but not enough women are being told beforehand. Now, the United States hides a lot of the information, data surrounding the RU46 abortions. In fact, some of the limited data we have about chemical abortions' impact is actually coming out of the UK. Out of the UK, we saw 10,000 women who were hospitalized after taking abortion pills in 1 year. But here in the United States, Health and Human Services is not disclosing accurate medical data on abortion because it's political, because it was proved the point that abortion is bad for women's health, both physically and psychologically. And so this is why we have to tell the truth when no one else is. Our girls, women, and mothers need the truth before it's too late. Sharing resources such as abortion pill reversal, you can actually stop the abortion process once it started. It's a two-pill series, and if there's been intervention early enough, that is a life-saving treatment, abortionpillreversal.com. There are networks of medical doctors across the nation ready to help. We need to tell our kids, tell their friends, tell our friends that if they face an unplanned pregnancy, especially if we know someone who's living a sexually active lifestyle, especially outside of marriage, we need to let them know of resources. We need to let them know that we're here to help them navigate it and not just feel judged, not feel like they screwed up, not feel like they have no options, because we are here. This is what will help us to remedy the chemical abortion culture that we live in today.